For extra money and for fun, a lot of farmers are experimenting with agritainment. Get people to come to your farm and spend money. The corn maze is at the top of the attraction list. A hard-to-follow path through the corn stalks. If you're a farmer, you can plant your own maze and put out a sign, or call a professional. Don Franz is the founder of the American Maize, that's M-A-I-Z-E, Maize Company.
In 1991, I was sitting on the balcony at the Sheridan Universal in L.A., and I read three sentences about mazes in England. And I had never been to a maze, and I didn't know of any maze in America except for the one at Governor's Palace in Williamsburg, which is very small. And I just pondered why we didn't have a tradition of the maze in America. That night, I saw Field of Dreams.
Aha.
The next day, I flew across America from L.A. to New York, and I, at 30,000 feet, looked down upon the crop patterns throughout America and realized that was the American maze.
In Field of Dreams, the Kevin Costner character goes looking for his father, Shoeless Joe Jackson, back in the cornfield there, so you kind of get the sense that you could build a maze.
That's right. There was certainly the image of corn, and there was also the sense of, you know, if you have an idea and it keeps on haunting you, there's a reason, and you have a mission. And 2 years later, in 1993, we built the first one in central Pennsylvania.
What is the most elaborate and yet still practical maze that you've heard of? What is the biggest one?
Well, let me say, the most successful maze in the country is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at Cherry Crest Farm. That was where we kind of rested as a home for the Amazing Maze. And that one, I guess, would cost, they're up to about $200,000 in cost right now. Because now you're competing with every other recreational activity. So from advertising cost to a well-trained staff, all the bells and whistles, the game of the Amazing Maze, it provides a great entertainment value for the audience, and it also costs a lot to run.
Give us an idea of one bell and one whistle.
When we decided to build the first maze, it was the biggest in the world, and everyone said, and that lived in the maze world, well, you can't build one that would big. It would be too frustrating or too crazy. But in the American interpretation of the maze, and I'm an entertainment producer, we said, okay, it's a big maze, but let's make it entertaining as you go through. So, through the Amazing Maze, there's a sound system throughout the whole maze, about 40 speakers. There's flags that you carry and you bob up and down and wave back and forth so you can communicate with the maze master, who can talk to you on the microphone through the speakers. All the pathways are lined with ribbons that paint the picture of the maze. You have to understand every stalk is carved out one at a time in order to portray a picture if seen from the air.
Wow.
There's mailboxes in the maze, and you get pieces of the map of the maze to put on your game board. So gradually you find the mailbox. Ooh, there's a mailbox, and you gradually put together the map. There's kernels of knowledge at the end of the dead ends to celebrate the dead end that give you a little history of the maze or agriculture or the theme of the maze, and then you can fill out your corn word puzzle.
Here's my question about this.
Okay.
I know you study the great classical mazes of Britain.
Yes.
Isn't one point of a maze, the meditative quality of it, sort of to relax you and take you away from the ordinary world and not to excite you?
Everyone approaches a maze completely differently. And they, whether they use it to compete or whether they use it to have a team-building experience for their family or the corporation, there are some people that will go into the maze and not use the game at all and just walk.
At the end of the season, when the frost comes and people want to stay home, does the farmer utilize the corn?
Absolutely. About two-thirds of the field are still good, and that corn's needed and used.
Okay. And the next season, can the farmer use the exact same pattern for that maze and thereby avoid paying a company to set it up for them?
The field is, you know, mowed down and plowed, and then that maze is gone. So the next year and every year, it's a brand new maze and a brand new design. The second year we did it, 26,000 people came through the maze, and they packed down the earth where they walked. So the next year, the corn grew about a foot less because of the compacted soil. So it was kind of fun to see the ghost of the maze in the field.
Mr. Franz, thank you for explaining all this for us.
Okay.
Talking with us from New York, Don Franz of the American Maze Company.